Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's not a definition. Welcome back to the God School. We're teaching through the book of Hebrews, and we're in the 11th chapter. That first verse is a description of what faith accomplishes. Jesus told his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And therefore, the job of this teacher here at the God School is to do what our Lord commanded to be done. Like the Apostle Paul, who says in the first chapter of the book of Romans, in the 16th verse, he said, and I say, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is, that is, the gospel, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that faiths. We got to make up a new word to keep consistent what the New Testament declares. Belief comes short. It's an assent to the mind. But faith hangs the body. That is, inaction on what the mind and the heart agree to, that is, believe, and continues in confidence. ABC of faith. Action based upon belief, sustained by confidence. Am I repeating myself throughout this? You better believe I am. Because the gospel of Christ, it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that faiths. For, he continues, therein, that is, in the gospel, the good news of God, there is a righteousness from God revealed. From faith to faith, as it is written. Now the King James says, the just shall live by faith. The better translation is, the righteous by faith. How did the righteousness of God come? By faith shall live. Now, faith is the substance. We've taught on this before, the title deed. That which we can grab hold of, though we may not be in possession of, but it is the right of the faither. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, what? Faith. The elders obtained a good report. If we, this morning we're going to go to the 31st verse of the 11th chapter of Hebrews. It says, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not when she received the spies with peace. I want to go to the book of Joshua to spend a little time with this story of a harlot who made it into that chapter, which most Bible commentators call it the chapter of the heroes of faith. And it names this woman, this harlot, this prostitute, put it in today's terms, this horror, which no good upstanding church would allow in their congregation. Second chapter of Joshua opens, and Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into the harlot's house, named Rahab, and lodged there. Now, in my King James Bible, there's a note for this translation, harlot's house, and the King James, the ones that printed this King James Bible anyway, put a note in here. It says, sometimes an innkeeper. You know, the first rule of interpreting Scripture is Scripture means what it says. And this woman, Rahab, was a whore. And the story goes on. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all our country. And the woman, Rahab, took the two men and hid them and said this. That is her response to the king's men, there came men in unto me, but I know not whence they were. And again, excuse me. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, that was about midnight, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I know not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them, that is, the men, the spies, up to the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan, unto the fords, that is, tributaries. The men, these are the king's men who are looking for the spies. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone, they shut the gate. Now Jericho was a walled, huge walled city. And the gate appeared to be the only way in or out. And the gate was shut. Now, the one telling the story here says, and before they were laid down, she came up to them upon the roof. And she said unto them, I know. Listen, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you, for the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth below. I want you to listen to the testimony of this woman, of this horror. She said she knew because she heard. You know, Jesus said, let those who have ears, let them hear. This woman only heard of how the Lord had dried up the Red Sea, and how the children of Israel destroyed the kings of the Amorites. That's all she needed. And because that hearing was mixed with faith, she goes on now in the 12th verse and says, "Now, therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother, my brethren, my sisters, and all that they have. Deliver our lives from death." And the man answered her, our life for yours. If ye utter not this our business, and it shall be when the Lord has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by cord through the window, for her house was upon the wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. You know, this wasn't any little 1 foot thick stucco wall. It was so big, there were houses upon it. And she let those men of Israel down through a window of her house. And she goes on and gives them further instructions. And she said unto them, "Get ye to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourself there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterwards may ye go your way." And the men said unto her, "We will be blameless of this thine oath, which thou hast made us swear. Behold," now they give her instruction, "Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt gather thy father, thy mother, thy brethren, and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever go out of the doors of thine house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in thine house, his blood shall be upon our head, if any be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit," that is, "free of thine oath, which thou hast made us to swear." And she said, "According unto your words, so." She sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. So the two men returned and descended the mountain, and passed over and came to Joshua the son of Nun, and told him all that befell them. Romans 8 clearly tells us that God enters into all things to work his good. We got spies prophesying. We got horrors hearing. And by hearing, faith, that is action based upon belief sustained by confidence, she not only hides the spies and receive them, as the New Testament says, with peace, but she exacts a promise because of the faith, because of what she heard the Lord God was able to do. Now, I'm not going to go through, you know, the third, fourth, and fifth chapter. Let's come to the pertinent part of this story, wherein children of Israel had compassed the city of Jericho about for 7 days. And we picked the story up in the 16th verse of the 6th chapter. It says, "And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priests blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." Joshua said unto the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city, and the city shall be accursed, it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent." And it goes on to say, "And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, Go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she has, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her fathers and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had, and they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel." The 25th verse, chapter 6, says, "And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had, and she dwelleth in Israel, even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. By faith, turn pages. I know you can hear that. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not. So all the activities that are associated with Rahab, the New Testament interprets that she did by faith. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not. An alternative to that translation, believe not, is that we're disobedient. The word is apetusin, that would not be persuaded. Now this woman knew because she heard of two of two demonstrations of the Lord's power, that is, dividing the Red Sea and destroying the kings of the Amorites. And she knew what side to get on, and she acted, therefore, by faith. We, you know, almost 3,500 years later, who have this, which we call the Bible, in which one man spent a lifetime searching out and came up with a number of over 8,800 promises of God. We who have all this available to us, and many will still not be persuaded. Well, Rahab, the harlot, only heard two things. And the gift of God, that is, faith, was ignited in her. And by faith, she makes it in to this list of heroes of faith. You know, this in many circles is very popular book of the Epistle of James, and much to my chagrin, but this woman makes it even into the Epistle of James. And he uses scripture craftily when he says, in the second chapter, 25th verse, likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she received the messengers and had sent them out another way. Look, we have a description of Rahab's faith. We also have a description of Rahab's works. She was a whore and she lied. She said the men went out. And, you know, her profession is described oftentimes, even in this epistle, 11th chapter of Hebrews, by faith the harlot Rahab. You know, it says, going back to Joshua 6:25, and Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had, and she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day. Jesus said, speaking of his second coming, when I come, will I find faith? And over and over and over again, we have taught, by grace are ye saved, and that through faith, which is a gift of God, not of yourselves. Too often, through doctrines and creeds in the church, we make God very small. But as a voice declaring the grace of God, that through Jesus Christ we have peace with God, and that righteousness, the kind of righteousness God's interested in, the kind of righteousness that God gives, it comes by faith. Even to harlots and as we can attribute other activities to men and women named in this 11th chapter of Hebrews to murderers and adulterers and so on and so on and so on. Even to one such as me, and such as you, by grace, God gives us faith because before the foundations of the world, God chose out for himself those from among whom he did not choose out and placed them in Christ Jesus and gifted us faith that we might have confidence. Confidence enough to continue to keep hold, to keep trusting in the promises of God and not in the circumstance, in the feeling that we have as we walk in this world. We need to keep not our confidence in our works, but in the word, the promise of God, that the righteous by faith shall live. That 25th chapter of, or 25th verse of chapter 6 of Joshua says that she dwelleth in Israel even today, even to today. Where we might take further confidence in that which God has declared would take us to this verse for a moment. Romans 4:16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he, faith, even God, Abraham, faith God, who quickeneth, who gives life to the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. In the opening chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, we read of Joseph, the husband of Mary's lineage, who also was a descendant of David, but that through Solomon. Nonetheless, we read, fourth verse, and Aram begat Aminadab, and Aminadab begat Nahshon, and Nahshon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rachab. They're translating the Greek Rachab, which out of the Hebrew is Rahab. Is Rahab the harlot? I don't think there's any accidents in God's word. Here we have a woman. And one whom probably not only the church, but a lot of the world would reject for what she did. But God, in his eternal purposed this woman to not only be named in that list of the heroes of faith, but to be named in the lineage of David, for it goes on to say, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king. And God, who by the means of faith spoke and nothing became everything, and who has the power to call those things which be not as though they were, came and brought us through and in Jesus Christ the good news, that is the gospel. And like Paul, I'm not ashamed of it. For therein, that is, in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, to all who faith, from faith to faith. This is the lot of those whom God has chosen. From faith, evidence, a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen, to faith, to faith, to faith. And even that is by God's grace, His unmerited favor, to whom be the glory forever. Amen. And that's the God School for today.